Good afternoon to everybody. Today's a great day to be outside. You know, we have a very exciting announcement to make that continues the commitment that both Gus and Dave have made to, you know, make the organization an even more visible and credible part of the community. And part of that is what these two men have done already in such a short amount of time in terms of opening things up and being transparent in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. And we're really excited about the announcement we're going to be making here in a few moments. Before we do that, I'd also like to introduce Dr. Joe Joyner, who's with us, the head of St. John's County Schools, and has been a great partner of ours over the course of the past couple years as we've been working even closer with St. John's County. And some of the folks behind me here are have really taken a leadership position in terms of making St. John's County open to the Jaguars, and have worked very closely with us in terms of a number of different initiatives. But the announcement we're really pleased to make today, and again, thanks to Dave and Gus, is that on Monday, July 28th at 7 o'clock, the Jaguars will be holding a practice at Bartram Trail High School. And that practice on Monday, July 28th, will be free and open to the public, and just another indication of what we're trying to do to very directly connect with the community. It's also going to serve as a great kickoff to our what's become already our third annual St. John's County Day at Everbank Field. This year, for our game on October 19th against the Browns, will be St. John's County Day, and we're really excited about that, not only because it gives us the opportunity to thank a really important part of our community, but more importantly, it gives us a chance to recognize student athletes, bands, and student organizations throughout the St. John's County School District. We couldn't have a better partner than the St. John's County Schools. Their reputation and what they've accomplished under Dr. Joyner's leadership is obviously very well known, not only throughout the state of Florida, but throughout the country. And to be able to partner with St. John's County Schools, with their victory, with honor program, their character counts program, and give us the opportunity to really recognize those special things that student athletes, the commitment they make, and also the fact that high school athletics represents a lot more than just what happens on the court or on the field of play. So with that, I'd like to turn this over to Dave Caldwell. Again, these things don't happen without the commitment of the leadership of our football operation. And Dave, thank you very much for making this happen.
Well, I'll be relatively brief, but this is just a great opportunity for us. I know Mark and his vision, Shad Khan and his vision for our team and our organization is to give back to the community whenever we can. And for us to take a practice to St. John's County, to Bartram Trail, and to bring our brand of football, the Monday night football, the Bartram Trail, is great. I think it's going to be a great event, not only for the community, but for us and as a team, as a chance to go and show you know, what we have going out here to the rest of Jacksonville. And this is just the first step in what we're trying to produce here over the course of time. And we're going to take this show on the road multiple times over the course of the next couple of years to see where we can give back to the community. But this is going to be our first step in St. John's County, and we're looking forward to it. Second piece of this is we're going to open up, because of the support for our rookie minicamp, our Thursday, June 5th, our OTA is going to be open to the public. And then our first 2 days of full-on minicamp, June 17th and June 18th, is going to be open completely to the public, too. So this is a chance for people here in Duval County to come and see what we're producing here on the field, as well as our players and our coaches. But with that being said, I'd like to give it to our head coach, Gus Bradley, who has made a commitment as well as with our players to bring a practice to St. John's County and have him talk a little bit about this. Thank you.
If you thought Dave was brief, I'll be real brief because we got to practice here in about a minute. But it is really a pleasure. I'm so excited. I know Dave and I started this conversation in his office about what we can do and having a practice on a night with training camp. And the way the schedule works out, it works out perfect. And then on top of it, one of our coaches, Coach Wash, his daughters go to school at Bartram Trails. So it really works out well together. We're excited about this. We've talked about this year and really when we started about connecting with the following. And any opportunity we have to share our vision, to go on this journey that we're on and bring our following along with us, we're going to try to take advantage of that. And so I think it benefits both sides. What a great opportunity for Bartram Trails and St. John's County. But it also, our players are going to be extremely excited. And, you know, I know our coaching staff and the whole organization is as well. So we appreciate that this, you know, you have to have trust and cooperation to make it work. And this is another sign of great cooperation between the Jags and the city of Jacksonville. So thank you.
Thanks, Gus. And I'd like to bring up to the microphone the superintendent of St. John's County Schools, Dr. Joe Joyner, who's on the IR right now.
Thank you, Mark. And I just have to tell you, the last 2 years, it's been a great partnership with the St. John's County School District. And, of course, under the direction of your owner and under the facilitation of Mark and the president and the leadership team here at Jacksonville, you really reached out to the regional community. And it's just been amazing over the last 2 years to embrace things like Victory with Honor that our athletes do and to see the cooperative working relationship between the two organizations. And the Jaguars represent the type of values that we represent as a school system. And I just want to thank you, thank everybody here for this great opportunity for Bartram Trail High School in St. John's County. I can assure you it will be the event in St. John's County that night, and hopefully we can facilitate the big crowd. But it's such a joy to see things going in such a positive direction with the Jaguars. And as a school system, we just embrace it. And we want to continue to work each and every day to improve our partnership and do the things we can do to support the Jaguars. So thank you very much.